Hey, folks, welcome to Fascination Street, and this is the Art Bell special. Now, where do I start? This is now the fifth time I've tried recording this show, because every time I do, I get filled with emotion. I've got Art Bell on the telly at the moment on mute while I'm trying to talk to you. And it's very difficult. I mean, a lot of you guys know that I've only just started out podcasting. And the only emotion I've ever had to deal with so far is passion. Passion for what I'm saying, passion for the community. To do it with a feeling of loss is so difficult. And honestly, my hat goes off to all the broadcasters out there that can do this, because it is by far the most hardest thing I've had to do since trying to climb a mountain with a bad back last year. So, the reason you're listening to this is obviously not because of my rather lovely British accent, but because we all share the same thing in common here, and that was our love of Art Bell. He was the master, he was the legend that will always be. You know, he was one of the United States' most important and top hosts. Fact. He wasn't afraid to touch subjects that others would shy away from. Anything that was too taboo or anything, that was his realm. You know, he loved it. And he always gave everyone their say, no matter their opinion, or even if it was just their 2 minutes of fame. He done it. He let them have it. And he let them whittle on no matter how ridiculous. Because sometimes, you know, art understood like me that just because something's improbable, it doesn't mean it's impossible. And, you know, that's why he is the master. I mean, I've only just recently discovered Art Bell properly. I mean, I was aware for a while who Art Bell was, but it wasn't until I joined the Ufology family about 6 months ago that I started to thoroughly appreciate his work. And not just, you know, his work, but his sheer volume of work as well. I mean, there's a lot of fantastic stuff in there. I was sat down with my little boy a couple of weeks ago, and I had Art Bell streaming through my phone, and my little boy was like, "Hey, Dad, can you make me a Minecraft castle?" "Yep, no problem, darling. You just set me up what I need, okay? But Daddy needs to listen to the man on the radio. Is that cool?" So I'm sat there trying to build this Minecraft castle for my son, and I've got Art Bell going on. And the show, I think it was just over 2 hours of not being able to phone in unless you're a time traveler or the Antichrist. So I'm sat there quite happily fiddling away, and then I've realised that my little boy sat there and he's taking it all in. I said to Mika, "What, are you alright?" He's like, "Yeah, this is good stuff, Dad." I said, "Really?" He said, yeah. He said, "Is this all made up or is it real?" I was like, "Dude, it's totally real." And that was it. And then I found that the controller, I'd put that down, and both me and my son were sat listening to Art Bell, Time Traveller, or Antichrist line. Now, up until recently, there had been a fantastic channel on YouTube, and it was called The Art Bell Project, and that was amazing. And I really hope the guy that's taking it down considers putting it back. I know it'd be under very, very awkward circumstances, but the things on there, I mean, there was a whole catalogue of stuff. Although there's a lot out there of Art Bell, you know, this guy had a really, really good collection. So I'm really hoping this comes back, because I've spent many a night laid in bed or sat in the lounge or down in the kitchen listening to these YouTube videos that this guy had posted. So it broke this morning, and I was actually on my way to work at the time. I was listening to Spaced Out Radio, the Dave Scott show, and I was listening to some friends of mine from a Disclosure team live over there batting for the UK Ufologist team. And they were doing a fantastic job, and it was a really, really good interview. I really enjoyed listening to it. And then as I was watching the stream, a little like comment came up, and there was something there that Dave had put, and it was something like Art Bell might be dead. I'm paraphrasing. And a link to the Nye Sheriff County's office. And you know when you see something, but you can't quite take it all in? I had that moment then. So I got back on the comment section. Dave, what's going on? What's it? Can you repost that link? I want to check it out. And then he cut my friend off that was doing her interview, and he kind of broke it. Yep. It looks like we're getting reports Art Bell has died, and it's like, no. So I had very, very, very little time to kind of hit the net, get searching. I was already at the port. I was just about to like board my ship and get ready to leave England. And our internet on the ship, as a lot of you know that communicate with me on a regular basis through Twitter or direct messaging and that, you know that it can be a bit hit, miss, or maybe. So before I boarded that ship, I had to know. So I'm sat there, I'm going through Google, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. And then I got a text message from Sarah, and hey babe, have you seen Art Bell has died? And I was just thinking, well, nothing's been confirmed yet. So I posted up on Twitter, there are rumours circulating at the moment that Art Bell's passed. And then Ray Davis from Anunnaki Awake, he commented, hey, you know, where is this coming from? And I filled it in. And then he posted a confirmation through Sixth Sense Media. And then that was it. It was horrible. It was honestly, I really got the real kind of churning bottom of the gut kind of, you know, if you've had some co-codamol or something opiate based, you get that real walnut stomach. It was so much like that, and it was horrible. So I was going to drop my next episode of podcast tonight, but I think this is more important because, you know, Art Bell, he isn't just part of us, he is us. He really, really is us. I mean, I could say, I mean, I had this whole thing scripted out for this evening, what I was going to say, what I was going to add. You know, I've got in front of me his radio career, his list of honours, and I can't do that because, to me, that career, that list of honours, that's not important to me right now. What important to me is the fact that we're all grieving for a member of our family, and it is. It's like we've lost a real member of our family that won't ever be replaced again. It really, really won't. And I think, like people like myself, I mean, Art Bell and Jimmy Church, I mean, they are the reason that I podcast. They are the reason that I do what I do, because, you know, it's only through seeing what they've done and what they've had to put up with and things like that that has been able to be enough to give me strength to think, do you know what, guys? I don't care what anyone thinks. I don't care what anyone says. I'm going to go out there, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it with passion. And that's what, you know, Art Bell had oodles of. And he was so, so passionate. Right, okay. So, I'm going to try and bring this to a close now. I would like to say, on behalf of my friend Disclosure Team Liv, that I was listening to on Spaced Out Radio this morning. They have sent me a message, and I said that I would read it out. And they would like to say that Art Bell, thank you very much for your bravery and individuality. Because of you, Coast is where it is today, at the top. The ripples in the water are still spreading. You own the night, and you will be greatly missed. And now, there are others out there that I can't read because it really hits a chord, and I'm quite an emotional person. So I'll leave you with that one. And nothing more else to say apart from call sign W6OBB 4F1AB. Your mic has finally fallen silent. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.